This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Thursday, and we are heading headlong into a Labor Day weekend, even though I will be here on Monday bringing you the world famous Jesse Kelly Show, and we are going to have a blast tonight tearing through the endless emailed questions you've sent in. We're going to talk about the op Democrats are running against Donald Trump for that Arlington thing. We'll discuss the FBI, the deep state, in more depth. We're going to have, well, you have questions on everything from dating, food, Trump debate questions, Kamala Harris, some guy's cutting off his daughter because she's voting for Dome, all that and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to talk about something that's really good right now. Really good. You want to open up with something that's going to put a smile on your face, or at least it should? Here's something that I think will help. You can tell communists are really, really good at telling you what they're afraid of. They're great at it if you learn how to just pay attention. For instance, they despise being called communists. They're afraid of that label. And in fact, that I have a question about that in just a moment. They're afraid of that label. How do I know? Well, I knew I was onto something when I started calling them communists years ago, and the hate mail poured in every single day with some different version of, you don't even know what a communist is. You can't define communism. I'm not a told me everything I needed to know. They tell you what hurts them. They tell you what they're afraid of. And you need to set aside the era of nice. And when you find something they fear, when you find something that rattles them, feed it to them over and over and over again. I know that sounds mean. That's how you have to deal with religious zealots. It's the only way to deal with religious zealots. Trump, he went to Arlington Cemetery. He went to Arlington Cemetery at the request of Taylor Hoover's mother. Here she was.
Kelly Barnett invited the former president to Arlington. Her son, Marine Staff Sergeant Taylor Hoover, died at Abbey Gate.
What would you say to people who may be pro-Trump, anti-Trump, whatever their politics might be, who just feel like that's not a place for politicians or for politics?
I would have to say, are you in my shoes? I invited him. My son was murdered under the Biden-Harris administration.
He was invited. He shows up. He does a wonderful ceremony. It was really, really touching if you paid attention to any of it. They had the wounded veterans there. It was a wreath-laying ceremony. It was a wonderful way to honor the fallen, the parents. That stuff is therapeutic for the families left behind. It was great. It was a wonderful moment. Okay. Well, for about the last 24 to 48 hours, the system has told you they're deeply afraid of what Trump did. And in a little bit more depth, they're deeply afraid of their label of anti-Americanism. And they're deeply afraid of veterans voting against them because of their anti-Americanism. What you're witnessing right now, article after article after article, should Trump have done that? Trump shouldn't have done that. It was disrespectful. And it's not just coming from the American media. It's even coming from, and we'll touch on this in a little more depth in a moment, the United States Army put out a public statement rebuking Trump for Arlington National Cemetery, for anything that went on there. That's actually a good thing. I'll explain why here in just a moment. What you need to take from this is the system is very angry about it. The system is telling you that hurt them in some way, and that should put a smile on your face. And I'll give this to you. I would bet money on it. Chris's money, not mine, but I would bet money on it right now that Democrats have internal poll numbers of veterans, the veteran vote. I bet you money they have internal poll numbers that are staggeringly bad. And you know how I can tell? Because I'm watching a pattern take place here. Democrats hate America. You know that. I know that. And historically, that has manifested itself in no American flags. We've had this conversation before. Anyone who's ever knocked on doors for a campaign, whether it's for themselves or otherwise, they will reinforce this. If there is an American flag flying from the home, and it's been this way for decades, that's not a Democrat. It may not be a Republican, it may be an independent, it may just be an old vet, but it's not a registered Democrat because they don't do it. Remember years ago, they had to be shamed. They put on a convention. They had to be shamed into flying a flag. People started noticing right away, wait a minute, there's not a single American flag at the convention. This is the anti-American party, right? I don't know if you paid attention this year to the Democrat convention. There were flags everywhere, bleeding red, white, and blue. I have never in my life, in my 43 years on the planet, adding every single one of those years up, I have never seen Democrats embrace the American flag like that ever. And the convention came together and it was flag waving everywhere. Well, remember, everything communists do is calculated and planned. Why was it such an American flag-heavy convention? Because they have an anti-American problem, and they have poll numbers that show it. Guarantee you, they have internal poll numbers that show older veterans, older Americans, even relatively non-political veterans have had about enough of this anti-American crap. And you can tell it wounds them by the reaction to a simple Trump photo op ceremonial thing at Arlington. That should have been nothing. Trump does campaign stops. J.D. Vance does campaign stops every single day. It's the heart of the election season. What are we, 68 days away? Something like that. 68 days away from the election. So there's campaign stop after campaign stop. There's speech after speech after speech after speech. And yet none of those Trump speeches or J.D. Vance speeches have been treated with a 48-hour op against them like the one in Arlington National Cemetery did. Why? These people have numbers that make them afraid. And I know it's anecdotal, right? I don't want to act like I speak to everyone in the country and I know all the numbers or anything. All I can tell you is my personal experience. Most of my friends are non-political types. Most of my Marine Corps veteran friends are extremely non-political. Extremely non-political. If you talk to them, you walk away and think, wow, they share my values. But we don't talk politics. They even know what I do. And they'll check in. Hey, it's cool. I saw you there. It's cool. But there's never Democrat this or Republican that. Never. I've been out of the Marine Corps for 20 years now. 20 years this year. Actually, 20 years like now. It's 20 years in August. I think it was August 20th. Anyway, 20 years I've been out of the United States Marine Corps. I have never, ever seen most of these guys text me a single thing political. Not positive, not negative, not Republican, not Democrat, not campaign. It's all jokes and family and things like that. I have several texts in just the past few weeks alone, and a lot of it came from that Tim Walz stuff. Really, really bothered them a lot. You call yourself a command sergeant major when you weren't, that matters. And to them, a bigger deal than that was bailing on his men right before a deployment. And remember when that was happening, when all that Walz stuff was coming out, I told you Democrats really, really screwed up here. They really miscalculated here, and this is going to bother veterans. And everything I've seen in my personal life has backed that up. Veterans, and there are many of them. We still have Korean War veterans alive and voting today. Even a couple World War II guys kicking around. Lots of Vietnam guys. Veterans. Non-political types. They do not take kindly to that stuff. The reaction to Trump. The reaction to the Arlington Memorial Ceremony. It should put a smile on your face. They're reacting that way because they are afraid. There are articles in everything from the New York Times. This is a CNN. It's everywhere right now. That thing really feared them. Really feared them. Really made them afraid. And it really hurt them. Feared should be a way. I think I used that almost right, Chris. What, Chris? I feel like I nailed that. And I feel like I should be able to choose my own language on this show. I don't need your judgment from across the glass. I'll certainly tell you that much. Now, I will tell you this. It's getting a little spicy over there in the Middle East. Surprise, surprise, right now. And IFCJ, they need help. More specifically, the people of Israel need your help because they're being bombed all the time. The fires are a nightmare. Hezbollah in the north, Hamas in the south, it's a problem. And we still have Yemen. We still have Iran. It's just, you want to talk about surrounded by your enemies. It's bad over there. They're looking for 500 listeners. They already have more than 150. So now we'll call it 300. 300 people to donate $150. If that happens, they have a donor who's going to match the gift so it doubles what you give, essentially. Call. $150. Make your gift. 888-488-IFCJ, or you can do it online if you don't want to talk to somebody. Support ifcj.org. All right. Now we are going to address the United States Army rebuking Trump. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Of course, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. But remember, you can email me. We'll be back on Monday doing a Labor Day show for you, Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Now, before I get to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions, I had a couple things I had to go over first. I just want to touch on this part of the system's pushback on Trump at Arlington. Remember how we've talked about what they're doing to the military? What have I said? Are they destroying the military? Because that's very common to say on the right. They're destroying the military. They're gutting the military. I'm sure I probably said it myself. They're destroying it. But is that really what they're doing? Are they destroying it? Or are they building one? They're building one. Building one. A new one for a new enemy. A new purpose, of course. Why do you think Barack Obama fired over 100 generals pretty much 5 minutes after he took over the presidency? What do you think that was? Did you think that the America-hating scumbag communist from Chicago was really interested in force readiness, and he just didn't think these military leaders were making the troops ready for combat? Do you think that's why? No. The communist always, 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 and it's not even 90% of the time, 100% of the time, the communist will use the military against his domestic political enemies. They look out at all those guns, all those bombs, all those troops, and they say to themselves, how can I hurt the people who are trying to keep me from power? That's how communists think. That's why they have worked their way and wormed their way through our military institutions. And now the United States Army issued a public statement rebuking the Trump campaign for accepting an invitation from a Gold Star mother and doing a ceremony there. I'm not even going to read the statement, but it's certainly pretty pointed. They're not beating around the bush. And that's part of the reason you build a military, so you can order them to attack your political opponents, and they will. It's part of the reason they kept the COVID-19, quote, vaccine mandate in place long after even scum-sucking American companies dropped that ridiculous mandate. Why would you keep it in place? Well, who exactly is going to get purged for refusing the vaccine? About 99.99% of those people are going to be right-wingers. Oh, look, we just got rid of those little problem children. They won't follow orders. They're gone. Why do you think they focus so much? They double and triple down on all the gay crap all over the place. Drag show here, trannies here. Ah, it's a pride run of rainbow flags. Oh, look, it's a Marine Corps helmet. I was about to call it Kevlar. A helmet. That's right, how you would get it. A helmet with rainbow crayons in it. Oh, why do you think they did that? Is it just part of all their sickness? Yes, that's part of it. Another reason is they know 17-year-old anti-communists who want to get swole and serve their country and feel a sense of duty. 17-year-olds who play football and wrestle and hunt and fish and want to be an American. They don't want to join that crap. They're not joining the gay military. They're not going to do it. So again, that's the soft purge. The 17-year-old who doesn't join, you don't have to worry about him. Also, the super studs who are in, of which I know many are listening to the sound of my voice right now, and you know how I appreciate you. I'm talking the ground pounders, the beasts, the grunts, ranger types. These guys are all on the right, almost every single one of them. And do you think they want to serve the U.S. of gay? No, of course they don't. They're getting out. The retention problem in the military is actually a bigger problem than the recruitment part. And again, I want to make sure I remind everyone that is intentional. The communist is not upset about recruiting numbers. He's not upset about retention numbers because the military is turning into exactly what he wants it to be. It's turning into a political entity where you can get the United States Army to publicly rebuke your political opponent because you have rotted them out for so long. That is what's happened. And it's scary, but it shows you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Chris printed me off an article from 2020. It's one of these big chart things showing where the majority of employees, where they gave political donations to.
end every single branch of the United States military and the Department of Defense itself. Every single branch except for the Marine Corps gave the majority of their donations to Democrats. Did you know that? There's this huge chart of everything from AT&T to Amazon, Wells Fargo, the U.S. government, U.S. Navy, U.S. Army, U.S. Air Force, Postal Service, Home Depot, all employees, majority to Democrats. Down below it, it's two little dots, U.S. Marines and the NYPD. Of course, the NYPD. Gosh, I love the NYPD. But there you go. Not destroying the military. Building one. Building one. A new one for a new enemy and not a foreign enemy. Keep that in mind. Let's do some questions, shall we? We have so much I want to get to today. Before we do that, I got the best text from Seton earlier. Seton's with Chalk. He's Big Cheese over there at Chalk. I won't go over all of it, but there's a Marine. I probably use his first name, I would guess. His name is Aubrey. He's getting a male vitality stack. His dad is 93, and they've been listeners for years. I love you guys, and I love the people who listen to this show, and I'm a fan of you. You think you're a fan of the show? I'm a fan of you. I think it's freaking awesome. And I love that we got a bunch of dudes out there getting themselves ready, getting themselves some chalk, getting a male vitality stack in their body, so they can feel sharp and focused and in a good mood. I want to stress the mood thing. Gentlemen, you shouldn't be depressed all the time at 40. Get your T levels up naturally. Natural herbal supplements. Go to CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy.
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. And do not forget this.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
Why are you shaking your head, Chris? She's laying, it's not dumb. It's laying everything out for you, idiot. Dear 20-hour work week. I hate you guys. Do you think it would be a good move for Trump to call Dome and the Democrats communists during the debate, or would it turn some people off? Some people who are on the fence might see Democrats for who they are, but on the other hand, it could come off as him name-calling. It could turn others off. What say you? His name is Wade. Okay, it's an interesting question. How far should he go? Should he call them communists? Or is that too far? Is that going to turn off Norm or Norma? Well, let me put it to you this way. Part of the reason the communist has been so successful in infiltrating and destroying so many American institutions is he sees his struggle as being a gigantic cultural, spiritual struggle. It's bigger than any one race. It's bigger than any one man. He is trying to shift an entire nation in his direction so he can gut it like a fish. He does not fall in love with any politician, and more specifically, he doesn't fall in love with any election cycle. He is marching and moving forward at all times. The right tends to not be that way, and there are a variety of reasons for that. The right tends to pin its hopes on a man. At any given moment, right now it's Trump, but it's not just isolated to him. They will pin their hopes on a man, and more specifically, they will pin their hopes on an election. And I know, like, this one coming up is huge. I've never denied that. It's hugely important. My gosh, if these freaking people get another 4 years. So I'm not dismissing that. I get that. But have you found yourself saying, if we don't win this, it's all over? You said something like that? I know you have. I've had a million emails like that. I'm not judging you if that's what you said. But have you thought that? I'll be honest. I thought it. I've had my moments where I thought to myself, it's over if Dome wins. But that's not true. And that's not at all how the communist would think. Oh, he wants to win it. And he's going to go all in, pull out every stop, use every dirty trick to win it. He'll kill for it. In fact, he just tried to kill for it. He'll do whatever he has to do to win it. But if the first Wednesday in November comes and Donald Trump is the next president of the United States of America, he will not throw up his hands and say, all is lost, it's over, I quit, I'm out, because he's fighting a generational cultural war, a spiritual war, and he understands that each and every race, no matter what it is, president, school board, everything in between, every single race matters, and these are all battles in a larger war. And he sees a bigger picture than most people on the right do. And I understand the reason for that, because if you're on the right, you've watched your country come apart. You've watched your culture turn upside down. And let's be honest, we're desperate. We look around and we're desperate to save these things, desperate to hold this thing together. We're desperate, and like we've talked about so many times, desperate people do dumb things. Desperate things. Irrational things. Because they're desperate people. So I'll put it to you this way. Let's say you're a lady. you're a lady and you're single, you want to get out there, you want to find yourself a dude who will treat you right, provide for you, and put a ring on your finger. And maybe you're fat, really fat, too heavy. Maybe it's just in your genes. It's very common. Again, don't beat yourself up, ladies. You're chunky. It's all good, whatever. But maybe it's in your genes. More likely, though, it's decision-making. And I say that as someone who makes poor dietary decisions all the time. It's decision-making, isn't it? If we're being honest. It's eating too much, working out too little. Okay, so you with me? All right, so you're a bigger lady. You want to go start dating. You want to find a man. Now, you can. Shoot, you can get a shot for that anymore. What do they call that crap, Chris? Starts with a no or something like that. You go. They'll put a needle in your arm and the weight will fall off. No question about it. And in the short term, that will probably help the dating life, right? Oh, what is that, Chris? Ozempic or whatever. Oh, there. Thanks, Chris. Ozempic. You go get yourself a shot. That weight will fall off. And hey, for the next few months, you might just be the belle of the ball out there. Or you can choose diet and exercise. Work out harder. Eat better. Deny yourself certain things at certain times. The problem with that is that's more long term, isn't it? You want to date now. I'm lonely, Jesse. I want to date now. I want to find a dude. I want this now. And I get that. I get that you want it now. But tell me, in the long term, which is better for you? And in fact, which is better for your search for a man? If you find a needle that'll drop the weight off now, or if you get a diet and exercise plan that will turn into a healthy lifestyle that lasts the rest of your life, which is more beneficial? Obviously, it's diet and exercise. You see what I mean? So when it comes to things like, should Trump call Dome communist at a debate? Well, maybe that will turn off some people. Maybe there will be independents who say, oof, that's too far. And let me take it to the extreme. Maybe if he does that, maybe it will turn off so many undecided voters that it costs him the election. But what if it starts to wake the American people up and shift the culture in a long-term way? What if it starts to wake up the American people about just how evil and nefarious they are? Could very well cost you the battle. In the end, it could win you the war. Did Democrats calling every Republican Adolf Hitler, did it cost them elections with too many independents? Or did it shift the entire culture of the country so that now the average Democrat believes they're fighting against white supremacists? Democrats believe they're fighting against white supremacists because the communists realize the power of labels, the power of language. My point in this is not to be dismissive about the debate, not at all. But we have to understand, no matter what happens in November, we are fighting a bigger war. This is a battle. It's an important battle. I know it is. We are fighting a war that will span generations. I will not be alive to see the end of this war. My sons will not be alive to see the end of this war. I don't care how old you are. If you're one of the kids listening, if you're this 93-year-old vet who's listening, you will not live to see the end of it. And this is why I've said so many times, we have to fall in love with the struggle, the grind, the fight. Because we're hoping for a savior to come and one battle to end it all, and it doesn't work that way. It's not how it goes. All right? Darn. Some dude's cutting off his daughter because she's voting for Dome. Let's talk about that in a moment. Before we do that, let's address pain. Daily pain. The daily nagging pain is so much more taxing on your life than little things, isn't it? You ever hit your thumb with a hammer? I've done that more times than I care to admit. It hurts. You stub your toe, it hurts. It's not near as life draining as that foot pain that has you limping around the house every day. The back pain. Honey, can you get me a special pillow? I can't sit down. What if you tried Relief Factor? What if you could be free of that pain in 3 weeks? Probably less than. Relief Factor is developed by doctors, but it's 100% drug-free. Helps support your body's natural response to pain. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. Just give it 3 weeks and tell me how you feel. All right? We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Of course, it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday because I'm going to be gone tomorrow. Don't give me any crap about that, okay? Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We'll get into some more illegal immigration stuff, maybe some FBI stuff in a few. I want to get to some more of these questions. Hey, Jesse, my teenage daughter just turned 18. Living in San Diego has been a little difficult keeping her non-woke. She's also been my inside ear to what the youth are thinking. Since Kamala was installed, she's been getting bombarded with influence to the point she argued with me that Kamala was actually cool, brat, and some other lame things. Question. I told her if she votes for Kamala or supports that nonsense, it's your choice as an American. However, if you live in this house and I pay the bills, I will have none of it. And I threatened to stop giving her money, pay for her phone, gas, and things like this. My reasoning is that I'm not paying for someone that supports policies that hurt my wallet. Did I go too far? His name is Jeff. No, you didn't go too far at all. In fact, employers should be doing this as we speak as well. You should be firing all the Democrats who work for you. You should. You should. It's time. It's time to stop coddling the communist. It's time to start giving him the fear and pain he will understand. Whether it's your daughter who needs a wake-up call. I get it. Kids are dumb. Shoot, I get it for sure. Whether it's an employee. It's time to stop with the madness. It's time to stop coddling them. For so long, we have treated Democrats in this country as if they're somehow just misguided children. And if we're just a little nicer, or have you ever heard or said this before in your life? Well, she'll stop being a Democrat once she gets a paycheck. Only that didn't happen at all. They moved right into corporate America like a freaking cancer and just infected the entire thing and ruined it all. They didn't change because we've been too nice. We have been too nice with the communists in this country, and it has to stop now. They have to stop being so bold. It's not an accident. The stereotypical liberal Aunt Peggy is known as the one who blows up family gatherings because she runs in running her mouth about politics. That should not be a thing that happens ever. Liberal Aunt Peggy should be afraid to spew her vile filth in front of normal people, but she's not afraid because you and I have been way, way too nice about this whole thing. We roll our eyes, we shrug our shoulders, we walk away. If it's our daughter or our sons, we say, well, hopefully he'll wake up. I don't know. I can't do anything about it. No, no more. Treat these people with aggression. You vote for Kamala Harris, you're out of my house. Goodbye. Look, you can call me a jerk, and I am a jerk. I understand that. My sons have been told, don't you dare bring a Democrat home ever. Not ever. And I don't care how that makes me sound. Banned for life. Don't you dare even dream about marrying one of these. So you don't date one either. And I don't have any other restrictions. I don't give a crap. Go find a dime who makes you happy. Tall, short, skinny, fat, black, white. None of it matters to me at all. You bring a Democrat into my house, you can pack up and get the heck out. You're gone. We have got to stop with this. And so right now when I'm saying this, I can already hear the nice souls out there saying, hey, we can't be that. We can't divide that way. We're already too divided, Jesse. Jesse, we're too divided. Stop for a second. You didn't divide us. I didn't divide us at all. We have lied to ourselves for decades that if we're just nice enough, they'll come around. They didn't come around. Our niceness emboldened these people. All it did is make them bolder. Now, they're evil demons cutting off children's penises. Now, they're bold about it. We've been too nice. You didn't choose the division. We are divided. There will only be one victor in this country. We're not going to split it. We're not going to compromise. We're not going to cooperate because they are two completely opposite, polar opposite worldviews, completely opposite worldviews. On one side of this, one side believes the Federal Bureau of Investigation should send you to prison for praying outside of a pro-life center. The other side thinks that's insane. One side of it believes rapists, murderers, and drug dealers should be allowed to come into this country en masse because this country kind of sucks anyway, so we should just open the border. And the other side, in general, believes the border should be secure. You can't split the baby there. Well, can we just let in a few rapists? Doesn't work. That's not how that works. That's not how that works at all. One side supports this.
And now to a developing story out of the East County tonight. Two school bus routes in the Hamul Dolzura Union School District were interrupted for two straight days after several migrants tried to board school buses.
20 illegal migrants tried to get on the bus today at one of our bus stops.
Hours earlier, she got...
There's not a single American Democrat who will speak out against that right now. You can't unify with that. You can't compromise with people who support this. Listen to this.
After losing her husband less than 3 months ago, Deanne will walk into a courtroom on Friday to tell a judge why the man who crashed into her husband deserves the maximum sentence. A sentence she feels is far too short.
The most this man could get is a year for murdering my husband because the DA refused to charge him with more charges.
Earlier this year, a truck driver in Weld County was sentenced to 16 years for a deadly crash on I-25. A couple years back, the same district attorney's office in Jefferson County, who prosecuted the truck driver who killed four people on I-70, that driver got a 110-year sentence before the governor stepped in to reduce it. Deanne still trying to wrap her mind around why more charges weren't filed before this driver had the opportunity to plead guilty.
One side supports that, the other does not. There will be no compromise. There will be victory or there will be defeat. And I have no idea who's going to win. It'll determine how we fight and if we fight. So, no, cut your daughter off and fire your dirtball Democrat employees. Also, give to Tunnel to Towers while you're out there. Tunnel to Towers. Watching that ceremony in Arlington brought it all home. You see the heartbreak on the families, on their faces. It's awful. And I love that there's an organization out there who's there for them. You know, I brought up the NYPD earlier. Remember Jonathan Diller? A terrible, terrible friggin' story. NYPD cop ambushed, assassinated, killed, wife, baby. Tunnel to Towers stepped right in immediately and paid off the mortgage for that family. Doesn't bring Jonathan home. Doesn't fix everything at all. But man, what a wonderful thing to do for a scared, lost family left behind without dad. That's where your $11 a month goes when you give to Tunnel to Towers. That's what you do every month. Give. Sign up to give it automatically. You never know it's gone. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.